Sunday Central, brought to you by Tabs The Lock.
New on the Tab app.
T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly. Gambler's Help 1-800-858-858. RSN Central with Matt Nevitt.
Welcome back to Sunday Central. It's 10:38. Still plenty to get through on the show. Howard Walter will preview the Sunshine Coast. Ian Humphries will look at the Sapphire Coast. Shane Montgomery will look at Hawkesbury. Nadia Horn previews Murray Bridge. And then there's previews for both Shepparton and the preview of Sandown a little bit later in the program as well. But it's time to have a look at Eden Hope. Harry White's gone for that walk and a cup of tea and he's back. Hello, Harry.
Hello, Maddie.
What are your thoughts on the Eden Hope program today?
I actually don't mind it. There's a couple that I'm keen to bet into and a couple of races that have favourites that I'm keen to bet around. So hopefully we're building a bank all over Victoria today.
Pays to listen to Andrew Cues on a Sunday morning as well, because I learnt that the Apsley Racing Club is actually the oldest club in Victoria hosting the Eden Hope meeting today. So pays to listen to Cusey on a Sunday morning. Racing today, the rail is in the true. They're playing on a soft six. The penetrometer reads 6.71, and there's overcast conditions predicted there for Eden Hope this afternoon. Nine races on the program. The first is at 11:30, so just under an hour from now. And that first race is a maiden over the 1,200 metres. Scratchings are numbers 13, 14 and 15. The favourite is the 8, Mighty Genghis at $3.60. The 5, Hello Handsome is at $3.70. And the 12, Picaroon is at $3.80. So those three are the three in the market, Harry.
Yeah, they're the three that I've got in my numbers. I'm with number 12, Picaroon. It's trialled nicely leading into her second prep. Did show ability in her first two starts. Was slowly away on debut, but made good ground late. And then was keen in the lead throughout second up, but stuck on well considering. I think from an ideal draw, she gets the gun run. Looks really well placed to beat. Number 8, Mighty Ganges, will likely push forward from a wide gate and be prominent. He's stuck on well in his past two for minor money finishes. I thought those races that he'd been in previously had more depth to them. Hello Handsome comes through decent maidens last prep. Hopefully he's just not too far back in the run. Lime Spider next best. 12-8-5-7.
12-8-5-7 for Harry there in the first at Eden Hope this afternoon. Race number 2 is over the 14:50. It's also a maiden. Take out numbers 8, 10, 13, 16, 17 and 18. And the favourite for Mick Price and Michael Kent Jr. is the 1, Atomic Rock, at $1.90. The 4, Hellguard, is at $6. And the 6, Ned and Power, is at $7. Atomic Rock, all the rage here in the second, Harry.
Yeah, look, no, I'm going around Atomic Rock. I'm with Hellguard. Went around relatively unwanted in the market on debut, but stuck on quite well for second, gapping third after being keen up front and hanging out on the turn. He'll go forward again. That is really, really advantageous at this track. I just think he could prove hard to run down. Atomic Rock is the logical danger. Was strong into second as first up favourite on the back of a long spell. He'll derive great benefit from that first up run. We'll be flying late. He definitely could get there in time. See you later on. Maps to get every chance. And Ned and Power can go in as next best. 4-1-7-6.
4-1-7-6 for Harry in race two. So the 4, Hellguard for Paul Pruska currently at $6. So we're playing around the odds on favourite there. In the second, race number 3 is also a maiden over the 1,000 metres. Scratchings are numbers 9, 12, 13, 14 and 16. And the favourite is the 3, Didier at $2.70. The 8, Miss Cliquette, is at $3. And the 4, Melmac, is at $6. Who do you like in race 3, Haz?
Best bet of the day for me, Matty. Didier, number 3, draws to do no work for a forward spot in the run. Looks really suited to dropping back to 1,000 metres. He was only nabbed late in the race last start with a gap to third. I think he just will look the winner at some point and should prove very, very hard to run past. Noting a tongue tie goes on. Miss Cliquette, number 8, is yet to miss a minor money finish in all three runs this prep. Some of those efforts, probably in stronger maiden company, gets the run of the race. Outside of those top two in the market, maybe number 1, Barnacles, followed by Melmac. I do think it's between the 3 and the 8, and I am keen on the 3. 3-8-1-4.
3-8-1-4 for Harry there in the third at Eden Hope. Race number 4 is 0-58. It's over the 1,000 metres. Just the one scratching here. You can remove number 2. And the favourite is the 1, A Lone Hero, at the even money quote. The 3, Lucian, is at $5. And the 4, BJ's Hero, is at $5.50. Are you with A Lone Hero here in race 4, Harry?
I'm not. I'm going with number 5, Magna Carta. I couldn't find a jump out to reference leading into this prep. Look, he's yet to win first up, but best efforts, I think, are good enough for this. I concede he hasn't won for some time, but he just maps to get every chance. A lone hero, probably deserved favourite, comes through a strong race last start. His get back and run on racing pattern is just usually to his detriment. Winkers go on, maybe there's intent to be more forward. Number three, Lucien, strips fitter from a sound first up run, should be parked just off the leader. And BJ's Hero made good ground from the back last start, next best. 5-1-3-4.
5-1-3-4 for Harry in race number four. So the five Magna Carta currently at $6.50 to win and $1.95 the place. Race number five at Eden Hope. Again, it's 0-58 over the 2,000 metres this time. Take out numbers 5, 7 and 8. The favourite here is the 4. Going to get it done at $2.60. The 3, Zalmatian, is at $4.40. And the 2, Emil, is at $6. Then it's $13 the rest. Harry, who do you like in the 5th?
I am with Zalmatian. Concede the horse was poor last start when finishing 16 lengths last, but he's ridden upside down and I doubt he handled the heavy going. I know we're still on a soft 6, but I think he'll handle that a lot better. Also noting that race was a benchmark 64. Efforts beforehand this prep were all full of merit. Back on that firmer footing, as I said, and closer in the run should give him a much better chance to prove competitive. Emil looks the strong danger. He's a distance specialist who's proven at the track. The favourite going to get it done, yet to stretch out beyond the mile, will be prominent in the run, so should have every chance, but I just don't want to take the short odds about a horse that's on trial over the trip. And Periscope always runs well, just doesn't win. 3-2-4-6.
3-2-4-6. Race number 6 is the first leg of the quaddy at Eden Hope this afternoon. It will be at 2:20. It's over the 2,000 metres. Take out numbers 13, 14, 15 and 16. The favourite is the 2, El Diez, at $4.20. The 7, Mulga Lil, is at $5. So too is the 11, South Bend, and then it's $8 the rest. Who do you like in the first leg of the quaddy, Harry?
El Diaz for me, Matt. He's been posted wide without cover in his past two runs and wasn't disgraced. I think it's best to be forgiving. He's had a jumps trial in the interim, maps to boot up and sit on the speed, goes around 2.5 kilos lighter from last start. Happy to be with the 2 to beat 11. South Bend and Mulga Lil, they come through the same race last start, ran the Quinella. Mulga Lil led throughout, held on to score despite tiring late. South Bend was taking ground off her all the way to the line and meets her better at the weights this time around. So those two in for second and third. Back in action was the last start winner in maiden grade. I think deserves a crack here and can go in the quaddy. 2-11-7-5.
2-11-7-5 for Harry in race number 6. Race number 7 is the Border Inn Absolute Cup. Great pub, the Border Inn. Nearly as good as the Ascot Vale Hotel there, Harry. A terrific pub. Take out numbers 1, 5, 14, 15, 16 and 17 here in the cup. The favourite is the 11, Tancheck, at $3.40. The 3, Last Week, is at $5. 7, Tarn's Prince, is at $7.50. The 8, Dr. DD, is at $8. And then it's $9 the rest. Who do you like in the cup, Harry?
I'm with number 3, Last Week. Hasn't won for a long time. He did have every chance last start, but a narrow second placing to Yonkers still reads very well for this. Comes up with a nice draw that will give him options in running. So expect he's awarded every hope. Portland Jimmy has been disappointing in his last two runs, but form prior was good. Tancheck, I prefer over the mile to 1,800 metres, but definitely goes into the mix, as does Dr. Didi, who won two back and then was good again last start. 3-2-11-8.
3-2-11-8 for Harry there in the cup at Eden Hope this afternoon. Race number 8 is over the 1450. It's a benchmark 64. Put a pen through numbers 5, 12, 15, 16, 17 and 18. And the favourite is the 2, Faithful Diamond, at $3.20. The 7, Drop the Mic, is at $4.40. And the 4, Excuses, is at $7. Harry, who do you like in race number 8?
I'm with the favourite, Matty, quite keen on it too. Faithful Diamond has the early speed to get across and lead or near enough to out of an improved barrier post-scratching. She was a dominant winner over a similar trip last prep. Only jumps up a kilo from that run by utilising Taylor Childs in her 3-kilo claim. The horse just gets every chance to win again. To beat number 4, Excuses, doesn't win out of turn but is rarely far away. Looks well placed in a field of this calibre. Drop the Mic, notched up an overdue, I suppose, well-deserved win last time out. And Hunter Moser was back to his best when winning after a wide run at Echuca. 2-4-7-8.
2-4-7-8. The final event at Eden Hope this afternoon is another 0-58 to round out proceedings. It's over the 1,200 metres. Takeout numbers 5, 7, 15, 16, 17 and 18. The favourite is the 9, Sodalite, for Shea Eden at $4.80. Also at that quote, sorry, is the 11, Anne Rushka at $4.80. The 8, Grassmere Miss, is at $5. And the 3, Unlimited Ability, is at $6.50. Harry, you're doing well if you can find the winner here.
Yeah, it's a pretty tricky race to close off. I'm with the open favourite, or equal favourites I've got on top, with Sodalite. Getting the nod for top spot. Looks well placed back in grade. Doesn't have to sit so close to the speed here like she did last start. Closed off well into the minor money two back. Arguably could have finished closer with clear running. I just think her best efforts are good enough to win and beat Grassmere Miss. Was strong to the line last start in better company. Looks suitably placed based on that effort. And then a couple at a price that are going into my quaddie. Millennial Girl, I think, can run a race back on the turf after a sound effort on the synthetic. And We Want Frankie next best as well. 9, 8, 12, 10.
9, 8, 12 and 10 to bring us home at Eden Hope. Harry, your best value, your quaddie and your play of the day.
Best will make race 3, number 3, Didier. Value, race 5, number 3, Zalmation. Quaddie, first leg, 2, 5, 7, 11. Second leg, 2, 3, 8, 11. Trim up the third leg with numbers 2 and 4. Last leg, 8, 9, 10, 12. Play of the day, in race 8, I want to have an exacta. Race 2, Faithful Diamond, to beat number 4, Excuses, Excuses.
Good on you, Harry. Good luck at both Swan Hill and Eden Hope this afternoon. Put your feet up on the couch and go D's tomorrow there at the SCG.
Thanks, Matty. Good luck with Almsgiver.
Yes, there we go. Harry White previewing both of those meetings in Victoria for us this morning. It is time for the Form Express.